Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, Jeannie, Monty.
How are you this morning?
Great.
I'm good. How about you, Jeannie?
Hi, is that Betty?
Yes, it is.
Well, everybody's right on time today. Good morning.
Good morning, all. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great.
Good. Good to hear you.
Awesome to hear you.
Monty, do you do, you do three-way phone calls, don't you?
I have in the past, yes.
I have, if it were to happen, I'm not sure yet, but I have a friend who is struggling with diabetes, and I really would love for them to be on the shake. They are a...
Char and Joanne has arrived.
Anyway, I'll email you about it, maybe. If that's okay.
Sure.
All right. Good morning, Char and Joanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear you on.
My bread's ready to throw in the oven, my overnight bread.
Oh, I want to come right over.
That's because Joanne's coming over.
Oh, nice. Good deal.
Yeah, nothing like going to a bed and breakfast, huh?
Well, not quite.
Oh. That's great.
Has arrived.
All right, somebody else arrived.
Else here already.
Good morning. This is the 7th of March already. My goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
but
that's what I said.
We got sunshine today coming. Just coming up. Beautiful.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Great feeling.
Any snow on the ground?
No, but it was cold. It was, I think, 35 degrees when I looked at the temperature outside.
Okay.
Yeah, my car is shivering out there under a layer of frost.
We get to go play the game tonight.
Oh, I'm jealous. I want to hear all about it. Have you done it before already?
A little bit, yeah. I've got a brand new gal showing up. Guess who's going, Joanne? Jeannie, the one that went to Seattle with us.
Oh, good. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
I was kind of surprised because I haven't been able to read her reaction, really, to everything that she's seen and done, which was the biggest thing, was going up to Seattle with us. And she's on... we had a demo pad that we took over there because she was hurting so bad. And so she's had that over there and some things that she took on her trip. But anyway, I'm excited to see this. She finally said to me, she said, "We got to sit down and talk." And I said, okay, I can do that.
Nonchalantly?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Well, I was just a quick side note. I was getting my nails done on Monday, I guess it was, or Tuesday, and they had the TV on in there, and there's a talk show by a guy named Anderson, I guess, and they had on there, and of course the sound's not on, so, but a controversy about medicated moms. Pills make me a better mom, and there was a controversial debate going back and forth. I guess it's making headlines. Mothers who say taking anti-anxiety drugs make them better parents square off against mothers who say this behavior goes too far. Oh my goodness. And there was a lady on there that is she's written a book, I guess, about natural solutions to stress. And anyway, I wanted to go back and maybe look at that show. Was looking online this morning to see if I could find it. They just have a little blip about it. They don't have the whole thing on it. But isn't that something? These young mothers who are taking pills, you know, to cope with their daily activities of being a parent. You know, I just, we have
that.
We have a real big, we need to be like forward in our activities in helping these people with what we have, with the whole wellness home, really.
And then they wonder why their children are hooked on drugs.
Yeah.
Oscar program on, I think today's Thursday, I think from Tuesday, about pain drugs, but they mentioned the anxiety drugs when they were off. He spent a whole half hour on painkillers, and the addiction in this country is humongous. And he had Dr. Drew Pinsky on, who does that celebrity, and I've never watched it, but apparently trying to get celebs unhooked from drugs and how many of them have died. And that's just the tip of the iceberg probably, but it's extremely addictive. They had a list of the drugs, that are so addictive, and the doctors, you know, just prescribe them without even asking, do you have an addiction personality? You know, internists do this, psychiatrists do this, and they don't even ask. But then when they were all finished with it, at the very end, they mentioned the anxiety drugs underneath the, you know, the painkillers as another real problem.
Yes, and you can get hooked on them very quickly too.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, and I, in thinking about the vital balance with the brain food, you know, and how that can cause mental sharpness and, you know, helps your body to be that way. You know, I just think of how awesome just this product is, that all of our solutions, sleeping, you know, the whole thing.
Maybe we also need just to go wash the whole country of this idea that we have to do, that we can and have to do everything all the time.
That too.
Change
your
lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Making the important things the important things.
You think?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in an activity 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, how is everybody, anybody have a question or a thought about our program here?
I have a question for you, Jeannie. I've been meaning to ask you, because I know that you have bought some of them. What cans do not have the bad stuff in them?
Cans?
Yeah.
Eden?
The only one that I know of is Eden brand.
Is that the only one? Okay.
It doesn't have the BPAs.
Even though they have organic, like organic tomatoes in it or organic whatever, it still doesn't mean that they won't be contaminated. I mean, I'm not talking about a normal brand. There's Giant Eagle is the grocery store here that carries a brand of organic products, some of which are canned. And I wondered if those might be cleaner. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever looked it up and look in the color of the can? Some of them have something white lined in them.
The white lining?
Well, that's what I wondered. I remember seeing
it.
Has arrived.
You know, we were told a couple of times that the only thing that they would use out of cans were beans, like your black beans, your garbanzo beans, those, yeah. Because
so those
they're
are
not
okay?
Acidic. Huh?
Those are okay?
They're not acidic, and they don't, you know, I have yet to have ever seen a can that was eaten through of beans in my cupboard, but I have had a can of tomato stuff eaten through.
Wow.
That's extremely acidic, yeah, right through the can.
Oh,
and make a big black ring on the shelf. I've got a couple of big black rings from something that got shoved back that sat there for a while. So the only thing I buy in a can is the beans, usually.
Well, interestingly, there was
anything.
pretty sure she was a dietitian on yesterday, something I had on, I don't remember what it was, saying, you know, if you can't get fresh, then it's okay to get frozen and canned. And I said, canned?
Yeah,
you know, they may be canned immediately from the field, but then what? What are you putting it in?
Yeah, or when I get the tomato stuff, I buy it in the glass jars. That's what I generally do. Once in a while, I pick one up that I'm going to use immediately and know that it's not going to set there. But that doesn't mean there isn't still something in the can on the tomatoes. But I don't think the same thing applies on the beans. That's what we were told anyway.
And it's good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you hear anything to the contrary, please let me know.
Well,
we will. We'll
giving us options that are healthier.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I have, I was thinking of a couple of recipes.
Has arrived.
I'll tell you what I did. I took a string. Ricky and I, you know, with doing our shakes, I took a string, knowing that Ricky would not probably want me to measure his whole body, and I thought, okay, we're working on the belly around the middle. So I took a string because I couldn't find a measuring tape that would go around. I have just the one that you pull out that you measure, you know, like these handyman use. Anyway, so I took a string and put it around my belly button around, and this was on the third. And then I just measured again today, this morning, and I've lost a half an inch in my middle.
In 4 days, wow.
I'm like, really? This is real. So I can't wait to get Ricky measured and see what happened with him. So I don't feel any different necessarily, you know, as far as my clothing and that kind of thing. But I was like, oh, cool. So that's encouraging as far as, you know, Nancy always says, measurements are really, it's very encouraging to feel that, because sometimes you don't feel it right away, especially when you're in the beginning. You don't feel
any
different.
I think you're also better off doing it once a week at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that'll be what I'm going to do
now.
Go a
knowing
week.
Jeannie, it's not that they don't feel it in the very beginning. A lot of people do feel it in the very beginning. She's very slender to begin with. She doesn't feel it. That's why.
True, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Correct.
Yeah, that would be important too. So I encourage everybody to measure yourself. You know, and if the
Mary Lou has arrived.
That's my main concern, is my midsection at this point in time, and then I'm trying to build other areas with exercise and a little bit of weight training, so thought that would be good.
I have a testimonial. Yeah, I have a testimonial for you. This is Wei.
Hi, Wei.
Hi. Yeah, I think 3 days into the shake, Vietnamese traditional gown is very fitted. Like, you measure right down to, like, 30 measurements or, like, a portrait. The way that the fit is very tightly fitted. So, I started on Thursday. So by Saturday, I know Jeannie will see me. I don't have an inch to lose, but having 3 kids, you do have a little belly there. By the third day, which is Saturday, came, I got to wear my aoyai, which is a Vietnamese traditional dress. I do not need to wear one of those pants that hold your belly in, because you have to have one of those to kind of hold that in so you wear it because it doesn't fold out. So that's my testimonial for you.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like, you know, typically I have to wear those. You know what I'm talking about, right? Those pants that have really tight middle there that just hold everything in for you.
Yes.
Yes. So I didn't need to wear that, so I'm good. But I've seen a lot of my girls that have been doing the vital balance. A lot of the tests will come back just like in 3 days. They're noticing pants losing around them, and as far as the mental clarity, and it's a huge factor for them, and energy-wise. So those are the reports I'm getting back from the group that I am been working with. So those are some of the testimonials there.
good.
What?
Well, and Ricky noticed, my husband said yesterday, he goes, I said, you know, I noticed you haven't taken a nap in the last couple of days. He goes, no, I didn't. He goes, I think I feel more energy. So for him, who is a, he, and I don't think napping's bad, but he would like eat lunch and then go and take a nap. And he hasn't been doing that. So his energy levels are better. So that's a good thing too.
You know, come to think of it, neither is Danny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing it in reverse. I've never taken a nap, but it seems like about 1 o'clock I'm needing one, and if I lay down, I can't go to sleep. The brain's active.
The brain's going. So I was going to ask you what you said you were doing more for your middle. That's where I need mine. And I'm losing the pounds, like about 1 or 8 ounces every day, because I'm weighing myself and keeping a chart. But I took my measurements, and haven't done anything on the waist. So that's what I was interested in, what you said.
Okay.
What are you doing for your waist?
I just hit the shakes, and I just obviously I took off the grain, and then, you know, no fruit. I just did for the first week. That kind of stuff, you know, and I was traveling as well. I mean, and then I brought my shake with me when I went there. And then I still eat a lot, actually. And then, the main thing is I took I don't do any processed grain whatsoever. If you want to reduce that part down, no grain at all, if you want to do that and no fruit and just like replace that with vegetable, you have no problem losing that middle part at all. You do that, and it's not that hard to go grain free and fruit for 7 days, and just like, you know, replace that with vegetables. Then after that, you know, you just do the shake and the almonds for breakfast, right? You just do that.
Are you doing two shakes or just one? One's all I'm doing in the morning.
If you want a fast result, you can do two shakes. For me, I'm trying to put weight back on, actually, because I don't intend to lose weight. I don't have much to lose, but it's mental clarity and the probiotic and the detox, that's what I'm interested in later for me, personally.
Well, are you taking the additional mental clarity tablet from Nikin?
I am not, and I noticed that he's different. I was so proud of myself. I memorized everyone's names on this one weekend. I went to this party there, and that was my biggest challenge, is memory in names, and I managed to get the mother and the child's name matched up and everything. I was so impressed with that mental clarity part of it.
The part that's in the dream, but you're not actually saying you're taking mental clarity.
I'm not taking, no, I'm not
okay,
taking
that's what I'm, okay.
At all. Yeah, this is just for the cake and what is supposed to say in there, the mental clarity. And that's what I received a lot of feedback, is the mental clarity and the focus from a lot of people as well. And of course they have issue with bloating, that kind of stuff, so that seemed to help. But yeah, just like, you know, but if you want to do, I don't know how much weight people, I mean, depends how much, this is what I tell my people, the first week, if you have a lot of stuff weighing you shed, you need to do two shakes, breakfast and lunch. And then, you know, you have your huge plate of vegetable there with your protein. And just try that. And then, and that got rid of the craving and all that kind of stuff as well.
Thank you, Wei. Yeah, and that's a good question. And I'm doing one shake a day. So is Ricky. I realized I should have ordered two containers and we ordered one. And so, I thought, I should let him have the rest of the shakes. I have one that should be arriving tomorrow. It's probably tomorrow. So, anyway.
I emptied my can today, and I'm panicking.
You're panicking? I know.
I'm
going to run out. Oh, no.
It's going to be 3 or 4 days before mine comes.
Uh-oh.
But I've lost three pounds in 4 days. I haven't lost 3 inches, but I have lost 3 pounds.
That's good.
So, and I take two a day, one in the morning and one at night. One in the morning and one at lunch. And I eat a meal.
Nighttime.
Okay. Anybody else have a...
I have an odd testimony. I didn't take measurements, but my nails are growing and hard. I haven't had that since I was pregnant. So that went out.
About that?
Yeah.
And how long have you been on the shake, Joanne?
Probably 2 weeks, I think.
Okay.
And I wasn't looking at it first off, then all of a sudden I thought, because they chip constantly. So they never will get longer because they get these little chips in it. There's no chips in it, now they're hard.
Well, that's a good thing.
So there's something in it that I've been lacking that I'm getting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Good testimonies. I found there's a favorite salad I have. There's actually a couple of things. Recipe-wise, I'm going to look at my email here really quick because I emailed them to myself. I found on, one was a hummus recipe, and then the other one was an eggless egg salad. Remember that?
Yeah.
Made with tofu. I made some yesterday, and it was really good. It takes about 10 minutes to make. And then you chill it. It's always better chilled, although sometimes we don't wait. Depends on how hungry we are. So I can attach that on to the recording. I can send that. Another one that I made the other day, I'm going to make it again. Ricky really likes it. It's called a street vendor's vegetable salad. And Ricky likes to call it an Israeli salad. I don't know. He has a friend that's Israeli that makes something similar. But it had, just briefly, it has, the history behind this was street vendors and food stands throughout Israel and the Middle East often offer this cool, colorful salad. Now, I know it's still wintertime in a lot of places, but it says it's a staple for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Serve as a side dish, or you can stuff a whole wheat pita bread with it. And it has cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, green onions, bell pepper, red or orange, garlic, fresh parsley, fresh mint, and then the dressing is a little olive oil, fresh lemon juice, salt, pepper. And you can, optional is crumbled feta cheese. But it's delicious, and this recipe makes 8 servings, so you can have it for, you know, a couple days or something, and it just gets better and better as it sits. What do you think about that?
That sounds wonderful. Are you going to be able to attach that one as well?
Yes, I'm probably going to type this one out because I ripped it off of a magazine.
Uh-huh.
This came from Sprouts.com magazine, one issue a while back, I guess. Oh, November, December of 2011. How about that? At least they have the date on
it. Talking about Sprout, if you go Wednesday, you have the sales from the previous week and the current sale. I was in there yesterday, and the organic produce was you're looking about 50% less than what you find outside. So I was very impressed with the range of produce.
Oh, good. So on Wednesday?
Wednesday, you have both sale for the previous week and the current week.
Okay.
So 2 weeks. In one, just, yeah, I mean, I,
one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so fresh produce is abundant and the greens as well. And the price is very half off from what you find in Safeway or Bel Air.
Awesome.
And then
thanks.
Here's a comment for bellies, fat. There's a book called Wheat Bellies, but I would suggest you get totally off wheat. And you'll notice a big difference, but experience for yourself if you haven't done so, these people. So I'm just a general comment.
That's a book, Wheat Bellies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can experiment for yourself, get yourself off completely all wheat contained, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have no problem doing that. And even my daughter, who's 7 years old now, know how to read labels.
Good, thank you. That is a good comment.
Just something that popped into my mind. It's been, gosh, a couple of years ago already when we started the green smoothies. There were two people, I remember, a woman and a man, who by eating, they had lost a lot of weight. Like, I think the guy had lost almost 100 pounds. And by doing the green smoothies, he didn't have hanging skin. So that
right.
obviously would also help the belly area.
Yeah. So I have, it's probably been around many times, but I will send down the 15 recipes for the green smoothie, and you just treat that and add that with your shake, so your meal is completely covered as far as balancing out everything.
I've been putting the greens in my second, you know, the second shake that I make, not as much as I was when I was doing just the green smoothie, but whatever will fit in the bullet, I'm putting greens in there and nothing else besides the regular shake, so no fruit this time at all.
Okay, good. How are these recipes coming down? Are they coming in an email? Or we happen to go to a website to get them. I don't think I'm getting them.
I can
go on. Steve's going to attach them to the
well.
Okay, come on. And kick
the
in.
Recording.
Yeah, attached to the recording. Thank you. On allswell.org.
Or is it Lifestyle Support?
Okay. I'll send it to him.
Yeah, either one. There's a link to the blog, and please, everybody, give me feedback on the blog. And if you like the post for the week of February 18th to 23rd, the format or 22nd, the format that I used, or the previous weeks, I like the. I won't tell you which one I like, but if everybody give me feedback, I appreciate it. And we've got don't have everything
away.
Has left the conference.
What I saw, I thought looked fantastic, even though I didn't take time to write you an email, Steve.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. Yeah, and I need to, I haven't looked yet, so I'm going to do that as soon as our call's over. I'll go and look. And
everybody remember to title their page afterwards, because you'll know real well what you just said.
Yeah, and the nice thing, too, is the fact that you can make comments now that it's the blog. You can make comments, too.
Oh, good.
So you guys can fill in the blanks that I missed.
Okay. I got it. That's wonderful. Good deal.
It's not my blog. It's our blog.
It's ours. Yeah, and it says here, I went to allswell.org, and you'll see it. It says lifestyle blog. Nice, beautiful bowl of veggies right there. That looks good. Yummy. I like that. Okay. Anybody have a last closing thought, comment?
I just wanted to remind everybody tonight is the phone call from Pathfinder on Zero to 60 project that is about the vital balance.
Oh, thank you.
That's
yes.
At 8 p.m. Central.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be interested to hear that too. And I think he said it's going to be about 20 minutes, so it's a short one.
Right.
Thank you. And that number can be found on pathfinders.biz on the home page. Scroll down, it'll be on your left, down there. You'll see 0 to 60 project. Awesome.
Well,
listen, have a great day, everybody.
Time,
oh,
pardon me?
9 o'clock hour time?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what transpires on their call, too.
Right, since this is the first one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
wonderful day.
Thank you,
Jeannie. And thanks for all your support and your comments. And this is fun. Keep on keeping on.
I'll be anxious to try that recipe, that last one you said. So thank you.
Yes, I'm going to send that however I'm supposed to find it out. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.